When you hear the name Elton John, a lot of things come to mind. You might think about his outrageous clothing, his triumph over drugs and alcohol, or his foundation that has so ferociously fought the AIDS epidemic. Maybe you're younger and you thought about the music from Aida, El Dorado, Romeo and Juliet, or perhaps The Lion King. But I'm pretty sure you heard in your mind a bunch of songs from his 7 consecutive number one U.S. albums. Those contained 58 Billboard Top 40 singles, 27 of which hit the top 10, 4 that were number 2, and 9 that were number 1s. After all, he has sold over 300 million albums.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Then you might think of the Elton John, who has always been a spectacular, exciting live performer. Now, his fans around the world can really never get enough of Elton John live. I happen to be one of those. And he's had almost a 50-year run of sold-out concerts wherever he plays. But earlier this year, on January 24th, Elton made this momentous announcement.
The announcement is that I am not going to be touring anymore, apart from the last tour, which is going to start in September of this year, and it'll be a global tour. And it's the last time that I will be touring and traveling the world.
And for those of you that are really in disbelief and say, well, he said that before. Well, you're kind of right. It did happen once before.
I think 1970-something at Wembley with Stevie Wonder on stage. I think 77. I'd worked so hard up to that point. I just think I was burnt out and I was tired and emotional, overwrought and over there. And that was a spur-of-the-moment thing. This hasn't been a spur-of-the-moment thing. This has been 2.5 years in the planning since 2015. David and I sat down and discussed what the future held for me and our children and how I saw my career. And I thought, I really want to stop touring, but I want to do one big tour and say goodbye and go out with a bang. And I never really do tours. I'm a working musician. I tend to play 100 shows a year. So this is unusual. I haven't done a big tour like this for a long time with a theme and a production. And it will be a big production, and it will be emotional, and it will be exciting, and it will be funny and spectacular. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I got to be honest, so are the fans. The Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour began back on September 8th in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The entire first leg through the 15th of this month in Dallas sold out. Over the next hour, we're going to take a deep dive into Elton John's career, as well as this current farewell tour. I really want to get an understanding of why he is saying goodbye, what his future plans are, and not only that, he'll give us some insight into what you'll see if you are lucky enough to have one of those precious seats to his last shows. We'll also hear sampling live and studio performances of his songs that will really live in musical history forever. What's going on, guys? My name is Ricky Aaron. Welcome to Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, All Access.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, yeah, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Sat on the roof,
best of the Mars. Well, a few of the verses, oh, they got me quite cross. Sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that, oh, keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting these things I do, you see. I forgot if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, New York, what we really mean. One of the nicest crowds we've ever seen. Thank you, New York, for one more time. And you can tell everybody this is just sound. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words how wonderful life is when you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is when you're in the world.
Elton John recorded live at a historic concert at New York City's Madison Square Garden, Thanksgiving night, November 28th, 1974. Why was that show historic?
And I've been knocking, but no one answers.
Well, there's a very good reason for that, but I'll let Elton John tell you himself. What was your favorite concert that you've ever done?
Wow. Well, Dodger Stadium has to be up there. But I think the night that Don Lennon came on stage with me at Madison Square Garden, I would say that was the most incredible. I get goosebumps about it. I have to say Madison Square Garden is my favorite place to play in the whole world. The New York audiences and, I don't know, it's just a magic place to play. You can't build an arena with atmosphere. It just has it. And then when the floor starts moving and you know it, everyone's having a great time. I had my 60th birthday concert there. The John Lennon concert, I would have to say, on Thanksgiving in 1974, I think, was the one.
Now, the reason John Lennon joined Elton John on stage that night was to pay off his end of a bet that he had made, that if Whatever Gets You Through the Night went to number one, John would play with Elton live. That song did go to number one, and that show turned out to be John Lennon's last concert appearance. Elton has always had a special relationship with his fans around the world, but his Goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour, specifically the beginning and the end, reveals where he has a special place in his heart for one particular country.
I want it to end in America. I want to start in America and end in America because I owe this country so much. I love this country. The Troubadour was the kickstart of my career in a big way. Without that, you know, I don't know what would have happened. So I'm very grateful to LA. I love New York. But I definitely decided that the last show will be in America. My dream show would be at Dodger Stadium, to end there, because it makes sense. But I don't know whether that's possible or not, but I mean, that's my dream.
She packed my bags last night and fly. Zoo hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Not the man that think I'm
kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. Science, I don't understand. It's just my job, 5 days a week. A rocket man, oh, rocket man. And I think touchdown brings me round again to find not the man that can carry my home. I'm no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse up here alone. And the thing is gonna be a long, long time to touch.
Elton John recorded live at New York's Madison Square Garden with his hit off of actually one of my favorite albums by Elton John, Honky Chateau, and that was Rocket Man. Can't wait to see that movie, by the way. So the current Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is going to be lasting about 3 years, spanning 300 shows. This required a significant amount of planning.
It's something that's taken 2.5 years to get to this point where we announce the Farewell tour, because we have to book the venues. We have to get the songs picked. We have to get stuff done for the songs. We have to build a stage set. And, you know, we have to choose what country we're going to be in when. And it's like an army maneuver. And it's all because when we had children, initially we could take them with us. And they were small and they were portable and it was great. But now, of course, they have school and things change. So my priority is with my children. My career has been long and fantastic. I couldn't imagine it would last this long. I'm not giving up writing, I'm not giving up recording, but I'm giving up schlepping, as they say. And I've schlepped for a long time. And I just want to be with my boys. I mean, it's a very easy decision. Do you want to carry on touring or do you want to spend more time with your children? No brainer. I love my children. They love me. I want to be there.
And what do Elton John's children think of seeing Dad on stage, entertaining so many thousands of delirious fans, like me, admittedly?
They love seeing me on stage, but they don't like me going away. I mean, you know, it's always, please don't go, I don't want you to go, and I feel as if I don't want to go either. And FaceTiming them is great, but it's not the same as being with them. It's just, you know, they're aware of what I do, they love what I do, they're not that impressed. You know, as soon as they come off stage, they see me on stage and they go and play with their Lego. They're not, thank God, obsessed with what I do. They're more interested in soccer and their friends, and that's the way it should be. But I just want to be there for them, and I want to enjoy them because I enjoy them so much. You know, it's just a wonderful non-stop entertainment.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the
Blue jean, baby,
sheets of linen. You had a busy day today.
Elton John's Tiny Dancer, originally on Madman Across the Water, which is a fantastic album. And now you can find it on his epic Diamonds collection.
1 year of my life is like 10 years of someone else's.
That's coming up next when Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour All Access comes back to your ears in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.